and welcome to Starter Set. My name is Ed Sylvester. This is
Sam Bradley.
And welcome to the show that rewrites myths. Pew! And pew! Legends.
Love it.
Hi, Sam. Love. How you doing? You're all right?
Hi. Yeah, I'm better now. I've heard that new intro. I mean, I don't want to hear it again, but I liked it the first time. It was really good.
Christ's sake. I enjoyed my pal fingers.
No, it was great. Not everyone can see that, though, and they only get that sort of piercing sort of mic spike. It's like, oh, I'm just going to... Here comes a myth. Pew! Oh, I've crashed my car. Such was the auditory confusion I experienced.
That's the actual words that were stated in the police report as well.
How have you been, Sam?
How you doing? Oh, okay. Why did that? You asked me, I ask you. Well, look, I'll say a thing first, because usually I ask you, and why not?
Okay.
Do you know what? Been really good, Sam. Really good. I had a bit of a creative block midweek. We were due to record at that point, and I was like, I don't know what to do for the story. Like, I've got like an external overall kind of plot thing going on that I figured out. But you know when it's like, how do I move us in a way that that is, you know, not like, here's a railway, go down it.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah. So, but luckily the block did shift.
Good.
And and we're here now and we're rocking and rolling. So, all good on my end. Samuel, how the devil are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good. It was Baby Starter Set's birthday today, so that was fun.
And it was.
And we got to play D&D earlier in the week, and that was also very fun. And we got another session booked in, and it's all going to kick off because we had to end slightly early. At a peak point, we were like, oh, this isn't the absolute clusterfuck violence fest that Sam was teasing us with all day on the WhatsApp. I was like, a man appears. He has a sword. It's made of blood. Roll initiative. Oh, hang on. I need to go and do something. And then that, you know, we had to pause there.
That was very strange. I was sort of sat for 10 minutes going, what's going on?
Blood sword man, you still there? But no, it's very good. Yeah. Thank you. I want to be quite brief with this bit because I want to know why the goats are talking. So there's an Earwolf's Earworms for last week's show live. There may be one for this one live at this point, though I doubt it.
Yep.
So check that out. If you want to support us, head to the Patreon. You can find it all on the link tree on the Instagram. Ed, why are the goats talking?
Well, let us crack into it then. So the fire is lit and there are stories.
Yeah.
To tell.
This fucking campaign's lit.
Oh, well, that's actually very nice. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So, Samuel, if you can, take your mind into a different world.
Done.
And brilliant. Look down at your hands. You know these hands. They've been your hands. They've been Sam's hands for however many years old that Samuel is. I don't know whether you want to share that information with the wide world, Samuel, or whether you want to leave that enigmatic.
These hands are only 10 years old since I took them, but they've been working wonderfully since.
Excellent. Good to know. Your hands, my friend, begin to reduce and turn into club-like elements. They split in two and then become hooves. Your eyes, your pupils, the way you see the world is changed. For no longer shall you see through circles of light taking in things. Instead, they shall be square. You shall have horns. You shall be a goat.
I'm the goat.
I didn't know whether I wanted to start the show this way because of that specific comment. But we're here now. Yes, you view the world now through that of a goat's eye view, my friend.
Okay.
Today you are on a piece of moving land that the two legs led you onto. It rocks, and there is wet, and there is salt tasting within your mouth. For you are, correctly assumed, on a ship. A ship that has just arrived into a gathering of the two legs, the many pens that the two legs build together and usually, you know, live in. The next view that you have, time passes and food is brought to you daily. A two-leg stands on a stump addressing a crowd. You don't know what's being said because it is all in the two legs language. The feeling in the air is one of trepidation and happiness. Around the two legs who is talking, around his neck hangs a piece of crossed wood. Again, time passes. The daily food is brought and the town is thriving. The main den stands proud as one dwelling.
Is there any other goats around me? Are there any other goats around me?
There are three other goats around you.
Banging.
And you all get along.
Mm-hmm.
There's no issues that have sprung up between the goats. They are friends. You've all come at the same point. You've all been part of the same herd. You were part of a much larger herd before being taken onto the rocking wood wet thing that you were taken onto.
Can I speak goat?
You certainly can.
Oh, cool. So this is... I'm not hating this. You know, we can't run as far, but, you know, there's no, you know, like, four-leg big tooth. I know. I'm just saying. Right?
No. Like, who the fuck? It's not a bad life.
No, it's not. Like, it's not bad. It's just, you know, not as much grass. But, you know, when orange ball high, instead of, you know, like more orange ball high, more grass, maybe. But for now, grain's surprisingly filling. You know what I mean? Like, I'm putting on pounds and, it's good. Like my horns, like they take good. Are we relatively well groomed?
We're DM? Good. My coat has never been so filled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you guys? Are we good? Are we all in the same pen together, or are we separated off?
Yeah. There are points where you're separated. There are points where you're together. Oh. The separation isn't it? Like it's always good.
Nice. Okay.
It always feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And even as you're discussing that, one of them basically says, we were taken into that big dwelling, the one in front of us, when it was cold outside.
Mm.
And you remember it as well, because it was full of joy and mm-hmm. the noise of two legs just living lives.
Do you remember the little two leg gave me that carrot and I shared it with all of you, kind of? You know, that was banging. That was great. They didn't have to do that. I'm just, you know, I sort of, do I have one of those bells around my neck?
No, because you're not, you don't need to be kept track of because you're penned.
I scratch my haunches. I scratch my haunches with my rear hoof. I don't know how the goat scratches. I just bang my sort of, you know, against the fence. I kind of just stroke my horns across the fence. I think it's fine. Nice. Like, who cares if we have a, you know, out there, more grass, more hassle, more grassle. Am I right? Fucking right. Don't fucking shush me, two leg. I'm sorry. No, that's all right. It's fine. It's just grain twice a day.
You have a distinct memory of a circle of respect around one of the two legs, a female in brighter mm-hmm. outer furs than the others. Taller, too. Time passes and the daily food is brought. It is raining and there is another den being built next to the main hall. It has a taller section with a much expanded cross of wood on top of it. Time passes and the daily food is brought. There is a fell feeling on the air, and the two legs walk hunched and withdrawn. Again, time passes. The food is brought, not daily now, but enough to not feel hunger. The female two legs with the nice furs walks past the den last night, howling, one of her removable skins clutched around her shoulder and the irony smell of blood clinging to her.
So what I'm saying is this. I think just let me finish. I don't know as building the other den was the right move for them. They've spread themselves too thin or not thin enough. I don't know how that works, but I don't know. Just like, you know, remember that bit of... Okay, so remember like last, like four oranges up ago, I was like, oh, I don't remember where I put the rest of that grain. Okay, so I buried it. I buried it because I'm hungry. Because I'm hungry. You can have some if you don't make it an issue. Okay? It's over here. All right? Under here. Right? Don't ignore what's under that other similar-looking knoll. It's fine. That's not more grain. It's not more grain. I said it was not more grain. You can have that bit. I'll be fine. Okay? Okay. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Tell Steve. I don't care. He's not in charge. It's because of Steve, we're here anyway. Just saying it. Everyone else think it. Continue.
I've got so much more, but I don't really want to. I just want to leave Sam on goat mode and walk away.
I said, don't. This knoll is my knoll. This is my knoll. I know because I made it. Yeah, there is more grain under here. Yeah. That's what they want to hear.
Time passes. Food is brought, but not daily. The new den is brought down. The Great Cross burned. Extra smells of death permeates the village. The small collections of bound leaves that had been kept in the new den are thrown to the pen. Extra food. And with this food, as you chow down, always ready to basically make sure that you're the survival of the fittest and all that, with this food comes understanding that these are books, understandings of language, an understanding of people, and an understanding of being. Your mind expands, breaks, and is aware.
So, like, no, again, GH is sometimes F. Yeah, but not at the beginning of that word. What are we calling that? O? Like that. No, this one. Why? No, why is what we're calling the letter? I'm not asking you why, you ask me. Fuck. Right, okay, so we'll start again. A, B, yellow and black thing, we've seen them. Right, B, C. No, I'm not asking if you see what I'm nudging at. C is what we're calling the letter. Okay? Right. D. D.
Time passes.
Yeah.
Fear clings to all, and a shadow perches on the human's shoulders. The mead hall is broken and extended using the ruins of what you now know as the old church. And we return to where we last left off. Sam, you are Erdwolf once again. And you look.
Oh, what?
You look into the eyes of the goat, who has just said, "Yes, I can understand you."
Right, Brynjolf.
Yeah.
Brynjolf. Right. Did you just hear that?
Yes. Hello.
No.
Miss.
Shh.
Right.
Shh. Right?
What?
With a nine, and I'm Nathaniel the Wellred. If I get caught talking to farm animals, no disrespect. What am I saying?
That's
it's a ghost.
Quite disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful. There's two of you. Brynjolf, just chill. You can understand me.
Yes.
Right. How?
Well, I'm not sort of an expert in said matters. Mm-hmm. For I am, as you can see...
A goat. Yeah, got it.
Well, yes. But,
yeah.
For some reason, when I one of the holy books was thrown in here, and I am, well, obviously...
Holy goat.
A goat, so I ate as a goat is, well, bound to do, ate one of the books. Well, I ate all the books. And now I am filled with the knowledge of the word, and I know many things. I am a talking goat, and I'm quite afraid, if I'm going to be honest. Edwolf, that's a lot of talking. Hello.
That's a lot of talking. That's just, yeah, no, they're right. This is... Right. Brynjolf, I'm going to be honest, mate. I'm about out of ideas, because in there, today, with Homeboy getting stabbed in the chest, and we've both heard voices, right?
Right.
Those two boys...
Did it happen again?
No. But now the voice I'm hearing is not from a sort of spectre of death, it's from a goat. So the day's either got a lot better or a lot worse. Do you see?
Well, I think this could only be a good thing. If he has eaten a book of the new church and now can talk, that seems good, right?
Is that the rule? Is that the rule of anything he's like?
I couldn't explain it.
No, I don't want you to, but if we could monetize it somehow, we wouldn't have to be in this shit hole.
Well, we have seen strange things, stranger than usual things, so maybe it was a change or something. I have thought about it a lot.
Goat. Do you have a name, Mr. Goat?
Well, most people call me Stubborn Bugger.
Yeah.
So, I believe that is my name.
Most people used to call me... Anyway, no, let's give you a regular name. Is there anything you ate that sort of stuck?
Well, I did have a kernel of corn that was stuck in the back tooth for quite a while.
Okay.
Right. You can either call me Corn or Colonel.
Oh, definitely Colonel.
Yeah, man. I like that.
Definitely Colonel. All right, Colonel. So you can talk. Sorry.
Yes.
This is... I'm still not trying to be rude, but this is insane.
No.
Who owns this pen? Because I feel like we should we've got a little gaff. Do you want... What am I saying? He's a goat.
My understanding is it's sort of a...
Sorry, Colonel.
A collective...
Can you all talk?
No, it's just me, I'm afraid. It's been quite dull, and I didn't really want to bring attention to it for the others, because it seems strange, and you're new here, and, well, it does not lie on you as much as it does to the others.
What's that?
Does not cling to you. You're the shadow, the perching shadow upon the shoulders of you.
Yeah. What's that about? Does it affect you? Evidently not.
I can see it when it happens.
Fuck
sort of
off,
an outline. Yes. But only as far as I can tell when it happens, and I wanted to say something, but also I feel like speaking out when there were bad things going on, you automatically get told that that is the reason to you know, you would be the bad thing.
And also, yeah, because you're a goat as well. Like if I burst in and go, spirit of death.
I would have, first thing, talking goat straight out of the village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Curse 101, isn't it? Sorry, no offence,
Colonel. Yes. No.
Oh, right. Can you get out of there? If you've got like a little secret sort of, do you freeze the lock and then smash it and you wander out and then you come back
and fix it? Now that I really know how everything works, I can easily quite pull... It's just a pin. Look, it's just a quick pin. And he walks over to the gate area.
Hang on. I go over and I kind of fumble with it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just a pin. It's just a pin. It's just, you do it.
Yeah.
Because you've, you know, a few times.
No. Well, if you've ever questioned yourself, am I smarter than a goat? Here's the answer.
We'll do a fucking crossword. We'll see how it throws down. But do the pin.
He quite deftly uses one of his... one of his four horns that curl around his face to just flick up the pin and can push over and see, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But again...
Yeah, it was a test. You passed, Colonel.
Well... But, look, listen, I'll be direct here. Mm. Can you get me out of here safely? And when I say out of here, I mean, like, just out of the village, done, entirely, finished.
Because I tell you what, when it comes to finished, right, this dickhead, no offence, Brynjolf, he was like, let's help these people.
Quite offended.
No, I'm trying to curry favour with the goat. Whew. This is Weird old night, Colonel. Right, so we have... I say we. I have been considering robbing this place and getting on. We've got a boat, right?
Right.
He, Brynjolf, said, let's help people. And since he said let's help people, I've seen ghosts, right? I've almost been stabbed by a 17-year-old. And now I'm friends with a talk... Well, I know a talking goat. So, at the minute, my weird shitter meter is at about 9.5, right? If it hits 10, you know what 10 is, don't you? It's... We're out. So, Brynjolf, if your legs are about to turn to spaghetti or my eyes, you know, give birth to a fish or this fucking building takes off, we're out, right? We need a plan because I think the goat... Colonel knows things, don't you, Colonel?
I've seen, yes. Right. Well, I think so.
Well, you tell us what you've seen and we can translate into human, yeah?
Sure, yes. Well, look, I may intend to join you, and if you prove that you can protect me, which I think you can, I saw the skills that you wielded with the blade, I fucking have a greater calling. I did, yes.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? When I fainted the second time, and I...
Yes, straight in the leg. Groinal area. Yes. So, if you can, and I can get on my way and share the good word of the Lord upon the road.
Maybe that. But for now, should we focus on just making sense of what's happening here?
Right, yes. The Colonel, or Colonel, or you stubborn bugger, whichever one you want to go with.
The Colonel.
Shares basically what you just experienced. The pre-opening gamble of everything is you experiencing the world and key points that has happened around the Colonel in the past three to what you take. And it's difficult because sort of time passes during goat days and then being the awakened area, the concept of time is slightly different. But you think that that happened over about a 4-year period.
Wow. And do you know what's really weird? PH is also F. But at the beginning
I
of the
I have been trying to explain that. It's the most...
You know what? Just awful. You know, no wonder they don't.
Yes.
You know, no one wants to learn it. Anyway, yeah, the rest of that sounds fucking horrible and strange and unnerving.
It was. So, well, the beginning was is good. We felt good. And all of us, happy and
content.
Fine. And then it just changed one day.
You know. Yeah, because they brought the church in, and I look at Brynjolf.
What?
You know, it's. Well, you're into. You know, the new gods, aren't you? Whereas me, I'm old gods. I'm Billy Ricky Bill.
Well, look, it's new it's new church. It's not gods. It's just one. And it seems like the Colonel. Yes, it seems like you're somewhat along those lines. Well, I mean,
you learnt it from a book, though. It doesn't mean necessarily that it's the right thing to do.
I ate the book, I can talk. How is this not ordained by one?
Shit. I've got a book. Do you reckon if I fed you... I've got a book in a language I can't understand. If I fed you it, would you be able to read it to me? Possibly?
I hadn't thought about it, but we could try.
Ooh. Maybe we keep you
with us. Do a quick arcana check, please.
Absolutely.
Samuel.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
not great. 11.
Okay. 11. You have heard stories of talking animals. They're rare, and usually it's kind of shrouded with, for lack of a better term, kind of folk tale mumbo jamboness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everything is sort of accepted like that. It's the same sort of tales where decapitated heads can talk because they can and things along those lines.
Yeah.
So this isn't... It's not... It would be like us turning up in Narnia. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's like, known, but it's not understood.
Exactly. We would be freaked the fuck out if we did, but also you'd be like, this is actually quite cool.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it is neat. I'm not going to lie. This is... Look, I'm not going to lie to you, Colonel. I'm in... Oh, can we get back to the me and Brynjolf's little area? Because I'm assuming he told us on the way, and then we kind of found our way there.
The area that you're kind of you're almost sharing it with the Colonel, because you have been basically given space in the animal enclosures.
Mm.
Yours is the covered piece, but it looks like the goats here basically have a very small lean-to where there's hay thrown into it, whereas the area that you're in was much larger, bigger, kind of chunkier shelter. Probably for like when there are storms and for the much larger, much larger animals and beasts.
Look, so Colonel, am. Oh man, this is. I feel like the gods are testing me a little bit. I've already been attacked by wolves. Me and Brynjolf had a horrible time with other magics.
Right.
Mess with our heads and stopped us doing stuff, and now we're here, and I feel like something's chasing me down. I've done a lot of running, and this about takes the cake, so I'm out of my depth here.
It seems like you have quite an ego on yourself to think that this is all for you.
Well, not for us to say, Colonel. Just everywhere I've been recently, something peculiar has happened.
Right.
Maybe it's me, maybe it's it. But I can't get away from it, and it can't stop with me.
Is it possible that just you are in the area of it?
It would make more narrative sense, but I don't know. Like you said, a bit of an ego. You know, it's one of them, really.
Right. Okay. What? Why don't you... Here's the thing. I've been here for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just walk around the village because people will say things.
Like, that goat's out of its pen, put it back in, or
exactly.
Eat it.
Exactly, yeah. All of those and above. When I have wandered, it's been... I get immediately chased down and put back in here, and then I have to pretend to be a bit more stupid. And nothing is harder... than keeping quiet when you have others around you who are clearly, not less intelligent, but just don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. Probably.
So, if you can be, you tell me what else is going on in this place.
There's the two lads that are in charge and their mum.
Right.
You said there was a woman. How tall was this woman? That you described with the yellow out of fur.
Do you mean the woman who commands and tells people off and shouts around at them?
Yeah, but the first one you were telling me about, because there's a bird like that here now, but she's wearing lots of clothes that are too big for her. I'm wondering if she's killed the original. You said you saw her crying and sobbing and stuff.
Yes.
Like, what did she look like?
Well,
describe her to me.
So that... Well, I know who that was now. I didn't know who it was at that moment in time, but that was the queen, the old queen.
Pruda.
Yes. Oh!
Brynjolf?
Yeah, right. I know Pruda. She was good.
Hang on, you said there was a bloke with a stumped leg.
What?
Not you. The fucking goat. Colonel. You said there was a bloke with a stumped leg.
Apologies. Standing on a stump.
That's, like a tree stump.
Like how they used to do it back in the day.
I thought this was going to get... Have you ever seen him before? My point to Brynjolf.
No. You remember the last time Brynjolf was here? It was about 7 years ago.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Just checking. Because I'm just checking that Brynjolf was actually telling the truth, but that's fine. Okay.
I've never met a talking goat. Well, not that I know.
Not that you remember, but we don't remember a lot, do we? Right, so... They turned up with the crossword, and then it all started to go to shit.
Things appear to have gone slightly squiffy.
So
that's a technical term.
Pen, obviously that old pen was pulled down, but it's still maintained. Oh man! Right, okay. Here's what we're gonna do. It's late at night, right, Mr. GM?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
all mm-hmm. three of us gonna go and have a look around where that pen was, the old church.
Yeah.
Right. Right, and if we just, you know, if we get discovered, we're just two wealthy gentlemen out walking their goat.
Sure. You know? Yeah. If you have money, you're eccentric. If you don't, you're crazy, and you should be locked up. Right. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly. Yeah,
so we're both. So we're just gonna go and walk our goat.
Right.
But try not to, you know, forget it. It's that's never going to work. Let's go for a walk.
Okay.
Just me and the one-legged man and the goat.
Shall I put a, sorry, Colonel. Do you mind if I put a rope around your neck just to, oh, no, all pretense is fine. I understand. Okay, right, yeah, fine. Come on, then. Good
can
lad.
I put a rope around your neck, bring you off? And it's no, like I put a long chain, a train.
That would be more stranger than...
I'm joking, unless you're into it, which... No, nah. I'm joking, let's go.
Cool, lovely stuff. So you get, like, it's not far. You've gone past these ruins before, you just didn't know what it was. And since, obviously, finding this out, you can now see it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, there were two tones of brick in the Great Hall.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me, or to you, sorry, because it's not, it's quite obvious that the timber and stone that was used to raise this church has been taken and repurposed to make the double mead hall.
Right, okay.
Colonel? Yes? What happened to Pruder's other boy? I've not seen him for a while.
Yeah, there was a third boy.
Yes.
Because there's two of them in there.
Yeah. So if you remember, there is an elder child, an eldest child, that Brynjolf told you about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I didn't note that down. Sorry.
It's all right.
Okay, so that's okay. So that kid dies. She comes out sobbing. Something went down. Can I do an Arcana check? Because I'm
within the church, like the church area, or something like that.
I want to know if there's anything else that looks like it oughtn't be.
Yeah. Hang on. When you say looks like it, do you mean in the village, in the church? What are you looking for here? Because there are obviously things off.
I don't know if there's anything. I don't know, like a weird feeling at the back of my neck.
Yeah,
something
sure.
That when I step into the church like and then step out, intuition, I can feel a difference.
Yes, go for it.
Fucking A. That's proficiency 2, 6, 13 is 19.
Okay, 19. Excellent. here's the thing. You get to the ruins relatively quickly, nice, easily. You, as you're exploring around it and just checking how everything's been moved, it looks like quite a standard practice, you know what I mean, of reusing old buildings to make new building kind of thing. Do you step over the threshold into the sort of central piece? Because it's quite like obvious where the...
I don't know about the threshold. I just walk in, like, because I'm assuming I can walk in anywhere, can't I? So I walk through it a few times, actually, just to, like...
Okay.
Like I said, like, can I feel something here? And then I step out. Can I not feel it? Can I feel it?
With a roll of 19, you feel... It's strange. You talk about, like, hairs prickling on the back of your neck. Instead of hairs prickling on the back of your neck, you feel like the pressure of a hand that was on your shoulder being taken off as you step over and into sort of the footprint of the church. And as you step
step out of it,
it's imperceivable. Just because you were looking for it and you had that experience, you feel that grub sort of like wriggle in the back of your mind, you know what I mean, and that hand kind of like just lightly, like ever so slightly, if you weren't thinking about it, it wouldn't even be there. So, I mean, this is... It used to be quite tall.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so I relay this to the pair of them at the hand and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hang on. Right. Let me, because...
Yeah, you do it.
I don't feel anything.
All right, well, trust me. It is there. There's something, there's some dot, there's something here. So the church comes down, it goes to shit. They start throwing out the holy books for the goats to eat. I think there's a darkness in this village, guys. There's a presence. Brynjolf, when you were here, what was it like? Was it closer to how it was at the beginning of Colonel's story?
Oh yes,
nice, shiny, happy people trading and stuff.
Yeah, everybody was positive. I think I even looking back on it, I think I even met Braw back then. But back then,
yeah, you said he was guarding Pruda, right?
Yeah. And he could talk. He didn't have the, scars and...
Oh, I think they fucking cut his tongue out, haven't they? Shit. Oh, what if they cut his tongue out to stop him mouthing off against something?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Could be.
It's a long shot, and if we fuck it up, he's going to kill us all. Not you, Colonel, but...
Well, I mean, they might just kill you and then cook me for a meal,
I
celebration.
Get it. Everyone suffers if I get it wrong. Thank you. The pressures of leadership. How did I end up... I'm glad that I'm a leader. Okay, so...
You nominated yourself.
Yes, I did, when there was two of us. But now there's... It doesn't matter. We'll take a vote when we're back on the boat. Right. Okay, so Brawl's definitely a line of inquiry. Sylvie's off. Didn't she bring you off? Sylvie seems a bit...
Sure. I mean... She just seems to be quite retentive, you know? Needs to chill out.
Right.
But
just fucking roll with it, God.
Also, if you've got a person thing telling everybody at some point
We should bring people into the church ruins. We should lure them in and be like, oh shit, there's a goat got out. Sylvie help us, and she'll walk across the threshold and she'll be like, oh, you are really funny and you're really talented warrior and you are actually handsome. So, oh, thank you for bringing me in the church. I can talk freely.
It would be
now.
Good if she saw me that way, yeah.
Or both of it. Like, dude, I mean, we're not always inside a church.
Hey. I was joking.
So am I.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Your fault. Dirty mind. Yeah.
Well,
sorry, Kern. He gets like this. So maybe we could bring people in, or we could grab her, bonk her on the head. And, no, that's a terrible idea.
That would seem like kidnapping, which is frowned upon.
Until they're like, "Yeah, all right, Colonel. Sorry, how did you get here?
On a
kidnapping that you frowned upon. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah." So it's not always bad, is it? Because without that kidnapping,
I never thought about
talk.
That, actually.
Yeah, it's a crime. And if we get you out of here, we can make sure those that have done it are punished. But for now, sometimes two wrongs do make a right, which is what I mean by when I say kidnap the queen. Okay?
Right.
I'm joking, we're not going to do that. We're going to lure her in and say, I found a talking goat. Everyone, fuck, we could just put you on a little stage and just, you could talk. And the people could come, and as they cross the threshold, I'd be like, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel?
I would be against that plan for the reasons that I've said.
Yeah, but we're not going to let you fucking... We're not going to let them eat you, so...
There's sort of more of them than you two.
Yeah, and the biggest one came at me, and I did him.
Right. That is true.
Yeah, I put him down, didn't I, Brynjolf? You saw. You'd be both sore.
Yeah, no, everybody saw.
So what are we going to do? Send that guy against me again? Bitch, please. Okay.
As you're having this conversation with Brynjolf and
Colonel,
just two villagers just sort of stumble by, walking wherever they're walking. They stop, pause, kind of look at you, make a bit of a face. Nothing.
You never brought your goat to the ruins of a church under the moonlight? You haven't lived.
No, not really. Goodbye.
Oh, is this yours? Is this what? Yours? This really shiny thing over here inside the ruins of the church. Is this yours?
No, it wouldn't be mine. Wouldn't be mine.
No? Oh, it looks really valuable.
Do an insight check for me, please, Sam.
Uh-oh. 24, natural 20, and then 4 on top.
With a 4 on top, like a lovely pint of cream. It seems like the mention of going into the church is more of a trigger than anything. Like the idea of you being in there is like somebody doing something dangerous, and the idea of you going, come here, is like somebody also going, come and stand next to me on this very small ledge and see what happens. You know what I mean? You can tell that it's just set that right on edge.
I meant on the outskirts, you know, by the lowest bit that you could easily fall over if you were pushed. But
I'm fine. Welcome to the village. And then he makes his merry way.
Right. This is going to be a bit difficult. This is career. Can we dress it up or something? Or just redraw one of the walls? Right. Should we sleep on this? No, because we've only got day. Fuck.
Well, we've got tomorrow and potentially the day after, because you said 2 to 3, right? So it's not.
Well, here's the thing, Colonel. How I think you're going to be about this.
Right.
I've basically lied to the entire town about having a great amount of wealth.
I see.
I'm going to give them all, and that may or may not be true. We're looking into it.
But okay.
I can pretty much guarantee it isn't true. So Brynjolf and I said, we said 2 days. We're going to use 1 day to help them and 1 day to rob them. And tomorrow is our helping day. So we kind of need to wrap this shit up quick, because Sylvie's going to, you think she's, looks like she's got to stick up her ass at the minute. Wait until she finds out I've defrauded the entire town.
Right. I can see.
On a whim, seemingly.
Why? Yeah. Well, I can see sort of both sides, actually, on this one.
Can you really?
Well,
see, bring your bit more of this attitude. Just a bit more, both sides.
You weren't, look, Colonel, you weren't there. Like, there's lying and then there's just going blatantly with it.
Well, it wasn't blatant, was it?
Well,
it wasn't blatant because they believed it. They believed it. So.
Yeah.
You know, you backed me
up. I'm not sure how that happened.
No. Well, you know. Well, now you've said that, I am second guessing some of my more aberrant untruths.
Claims. Okay, so.
Anyway, Colonel, we're in a bad situation. Doesn't matter whose fault it is. So tomorrow has got to be our day, but I don't. Oh man, we're in so deep. You see, Brynjolf, you see when I was like, you were like, maybe we could stay. And that was pretty good, actually, wasn't it? Did you hear that, Colonel? I did a really good impression. Later. You always sound different to. Anyway. Okay, so you know when I was like, we just keep going, and we keep running and running and running and running and running. It's because of stuff like this.
Yeah. And I understand. You do remember the bit where I said, maybe don't. And then.
I tell you what. We live in a
world. It's fine.
Yeah, look, it's not for any of us to say the situation that we're in and whose fault it is and whether some people should have done things that they shouldn't, you know. You could have said something earlier on, but you didn't.
What?
So, I don't want to start the fights within the team. Okay? Colonel's here, not in front of the goat.
Right. Okay, so this is a team now. I mean,
yeah.
I just want you to get me out of here. It's not, I haven't, you know, pledged anything or anything like that. Just, I'm just asking. That's all.
Yeah, we can help you. Unbelievably, as it sounds, we're only slightly better than you being trapped in that little cage that you can get out of anyway.
You have a boat, so that's more useful.
Right, we have a boat. He gets it, Brynjolf. Does anybody have any idea where we should start? Because I feel like we've done good work here. What's tomorrow's thing?
Why? Well, why? As the thing, you said it was like a shadow? Yes, mm-hmm. It sort of sits on shoulders and... Well, why don't we ask people what their experiences are? Not like... You know, not Sylvie or the boys, mm-hmm. just your everyday guy.
Mm-hmm.
That,
and we can build up to Braw, right? We can ask a few people, and then when we go to him, we can hit him with this, that, and the other.
Right. And you said Braw can't talk.
No, I said I assumed he can't talk because they've clearly cut his tongue out. But I'm figuring we can work out... I mean, you're a go. If you can talk, who the fuck sets the rules on what can and can't talk in this village?
Very true. Some omnipotent man, I imagine.
Whew. It's a bit deep, isn't it, for this time of night? Right. Couple of people. We get that done. We go to Braw. We get him to, you know, sort of spell out with his hands, you know, what's happening. And we'll just throw shit at him. We'll say, because if we've talked to everyone else, we can go nod or blink if you've seen a shadowy man.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
This sounds like a plan, Brynn, Colonel.
I'm just happy that we're helping, so that seems like a good position to work at.
You see, Brynjolf, I said we'd have a helping day, and you didn't believe me. And we're having a helping day. We're having a helping night and then a helping day.
No! Yeah, you're right. True. So we're holding up our end of the bargain, and as such, if it goes tits up, we can get out of here.
Yeah, gone. He even knows what a boat is, so we're not like at a disadvantage.
Well, there are many stories in the book that I ate, and boats feature in some of them. Mm. So you know, it's there. Have I ever told you the tale of Jonah? Well, why would I have done? We've just met, no. But there is a boat in there.
Right.
Considerable size. Depends on your perspective. As with most things.
Okay, so I'm going to guess that it doesn't, because the perspective of the person that matters is the person on the boat.
Well, the people on the boat actually had a great time. Right. Look, it doesn't matter. All I'm saying...
Plenty of time for it. Plenty of time for it. How does it end, by the way, that good book, just in case I ever start it but get bored?
That's the best part about it, is it's still being written.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, so if it's... Oh, so it's like never ending.
Very much so.
Right, I'm beginning to feel how that feels. Right, should we get a bit of a kip?
It's quite late now.
Should we sleep in the church, or is that going to freak people out? That's probably going to freak people out, isn't it?
I would have to go back to my pen.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, you're not on like the menu tomorrow, are you?
No,
hopefully not.
I don't think so. I'm not entirely sure what a menu is.
Right, never mind. You look, Colonel, and I say this as we're kind of trotting back towards our little gaff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You look quite similar to a couple of the other goats. Not all of them. I don't see the world that way. But a couple of them you look quite similar to.
Yes.
Can we have a signal if I go... Or I'll just say Colonel. If I say Colonel, you'll just come to me, won't you? Because you're the only one that can understand English.
That is correct. If I need to summon you, I shall...
Yeah.
What shall I do? I shall bleat loudly.
but do like three times, go meh, meh, meh. Wait. Meh, meh, meh.
Okay.
Wait. Just keep doing that until one of us comes. And if he comes first, wait till I arrive.
I can... Oh, hmm.
Just because more hands are better than none.
Fine. Yeah? I shall... Yes.
Yeah. Right. Cool. Brilliant. And Brynjolf, if you get into trouble, you bleat three times as well.
I will just shout.
I'm fucking joking.
Sometimes I get the humor, and sometimes I get the humor, sometimes I don't. It's very...
It's all right, mate.
You get that. It's complex.
Right, so, right, night, everybody.
Right. Well, good night, Colonel. Nice to, make
meet you.
Do you shake hooves or butt heads? What's the situation?
That seems like a racial faux pas, but go on.
No, it's fine. Who would know with a goat? I mean, usually people don't really greet or say hello to us or anything. They just start talking or they grab us. So it's not something that's been set out in. There's like a 5 to 7 minute conversation between the two of them that I'm not going to personally role play out, but it's you know, it's getting that little sort of...
No,
like,
you're right. Like, he's... I just think, because if you hold your hand out, Bryn, to like, and you want him to lick it, he's basically the same as me, so I wouldn't lick your hand and you wouldn't lick my hand.
No,
you know, except for that one bit on the boat where I dropped that jar of and I put my hand in it, and you were like, "Well, we're not going to waste it." And I was like, "Probably not." And then we just went out of my hand together and we met in the middle. Otherwise, we wouldn't do that.
I have no memory of that.
It was a long trip.
Right. 2 days.
Why don't we have like a wink and then we walk around in a circle? You go wink, trot, 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 wink again.
Sounds great.
Yeah?
Yes.
Right, should we do it? Should we do it just once? Right. 3, 2, 1. Wink.
Wink. Trot, 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 trot.
Wink. Wink. We can work on it. It's
fine. Timing's off. So
we'll put it on the list because you haven't heard what the fucking boat's called yet. See you in the morning.
Right. Good night, and make sure I don't, you know, die in the meantime. Ideally,
but you also can get out of that pen.
I'll keep an eye just in case they... I mean, the shadows are on you at the moment, but
brilliant. Great. Thanks, night.
Lovely stuff. So you return to the larger, well-built-up stable area type thing. You've got a good bed of hay there if you want it. Brynjolf basically throws himself to the hay and he is asleep in minutes. Do a wisdom save for me, please, Sam.
A wisdom save?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That's cocked. Let me just put a d4 on it to prove it. Yes, it very much is cocked.
Okay.
Oh, and that's... I rolled the same thing again. 7 plus 4 is 11.
Okay, 11. Right, so you hear the voice, but you are not compelled to respond to what it says.
What does it say?
Do it. Kick him. Wake him up, the lazy fool. That's not worked. It's good. It's you.
Fuck off. Fuck. Shush. Shut up. No one cares about your spectral hand on the shoulder Alfred Hitchcock bullshit. No one cares. Good night. I say to no. I'm serious.
To nothing.
No one cares. Yeah, fine.
Okay, and no response. Silence is the response to your rebuttal. As you sleep, though, Sam, you feel like you've been through a lot of things. There's been a lot of information that's thrown at you. Your memories, some returning, some not. That blank canvas feels a little less blank just from the experiences that you've been undertaking.
No, it doesn't. I'm painting off the canvas and onto the wall. The canvas is still blank, Ed. I'm just going somewhere else.
But you know what you're learning, Sam? You're just learning that everything is a canvas and life is to be experienced. And if we're talking about experience, we just leveled up, my friend. So you are now level 3.
Yes!
Which, and this plays so nicely into what we have here, because the feat that you unlock as a level 3 Swift Blessed is called Artful Dodge.
Banging.
Which should... really hope that you can come in and use those quite nicely.
Hopefully.
I think we'll call it there. There's been some revelations and bits and bobs that have gone on between these things. And
love it.
I think if we started now, we would be sort of another 2 hours into this thing. So I think it's probably a good point to pause. Before we finish and do all this sort of stuff, shall we roll your hit dice, Sam, to give you this level up? It's a D8.
Yes.
Have you just had a revelation, have you? Dice.
No, I'm trying to work out what the earworm's going to be.
Ah, yes.
Can't be the Rolling Stones again. Although, was it Light Years from Home would be good. Leave that one with me, and I'll put it in the blog. All of my reasons to check out the blog. So far, the hit dice is... Oh, it's a 6.
Okay, so you will add 6 plus your constitution modifier to your total hit points.
Lovely, that
which takes you to what now?
8. That's good. 24.
Nice. Very good. Very, very doable. Especially now that you've got some abilities.
Hang on. 6 plus the 2 is 8.
What's your tippy top at the moment?
26.
15. There you go. Brilliant. 18. Even better.
So it's 26 now.
Excellent.
There we go.
Wonderful.
Even though I did just write 28 because I'm just not listening to myself. Fantastic. Do you know what? It's such a cock and bull setup I got here. I got 3 pencils. One of them is just a rubber, and 2 of them are actually pencils. 26 out of 26, baby.
Nice. Love it.
There we go.
Excellent. And I think I'll give you a little inspiration point as well, just for where your goat role playing for today. So you've got an inspo point that you can use for later.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely
stuff.
I'm
going to need that because. Probably all going to die. I just pissed off a spirit.
Quite likely. thank you very much for listening, everybody. I hope that you've enjoyed the show. I reckon we're going to be getting to that revelation moment soon, that point where everything fits together in a nice puzzle.
No.
So we will see.
Don't like it.
Thank you for listening. Roll well, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.